Welcome to Mom to Mom Radio Show, your time of encouragement, mom to mom. I'm Cindy Rushton, your hostess. We have a great show planned for you today. You want to see our show notes? We'll see them on our website at www.momtomomradioshow.com. And while you're online, drop by our website at www.cindyrushton.com. Ready for a new show? Well, grab a big cup of tea, settle in for a bit. It is now time for another Mom to Mom Radio Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Cindy Rushton with Mom to Mom Radio Show. I am so excited to be here today, and I think that as we begin to our interview today, you'll see why. We are welcoming Kevin Bevel from Fireproof the Movie. Does anybody know what today is? Today is the big release day. As a matter of fact, I have my Prince Charming is going to town right now to grab the DVD. Woohoo! He is so making points with me. Oh, my romance king. He knows that will definitely be better than a box of chocolates. If you guys are unfamiliar with the movie Fireproof, you need to check out their website. It can be found at fireprooftheMovie.com. If you're wondering what we are here with Mom to Mom Radio Show, you can get to know us better at MomToMomRadioShow.com. I'm Cindy Rushton, and again, we're introducing Kevin Bevel. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Cindy. How are you?
I am great. I am so excited. Do you know that you're my favorite character?
Well, Cindy, you know, my wife and I talk a lot about, you know, the movie and how it impacted our life. And she says, yeah, you're a good character, but you still need to take out the trash tomorrow. So it's been a great, great opportunity. And I just want to say, Cindy, thank you for having me this morning. It's just a blessing and an opportunity to kind of share what Fireproof is doing around the nation and Fireproof is doing in my life personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a great honor for me, and I am so excited you're here. Now, people may be saying, Cindy, what are you talking about? Well, Kevin was the actor who played Lieutenant Michael Simmons on Fireproof the Movie. In case you're wondering about it, hey, go grab a copy. I do not just plug things, but I just have to tell you that this movie can very well change your life, your marriage. Let me tell you, if you're even single, you gotta have this movie. And so he played Caleb's best buddy and coworker. But today we get to know Kevin behind the scenes. I think you're going to love this. Well, without any further ado, let's dig in. Tell me about yourself and your family.
Well, Cindy, my wife and I, Luana, my beautiful wife and I, we have one daughter. Her name is Kyra. And my wife and I have been married now for 12 years. And we just moved to Albany, Georgia, probably about 2 years ago. Now, Cindy, I'm no actor by any means of the word. You know, I've never acted before.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, the only acting training that I've had is probably as a tree in the preschool play when I have any words. So that is as much experience as I had before Fireproof.
Wow, that is so amazing. Now, Fireproof, tell us the story behind how it came to be. You're actually a member of the church there.
That's correct. Now, Sherwood has three films that have came out within the past few years. The first one is Flywheel. Now, Flywheel was made on, I think, a $20,000 budget. And when most people think of, when most people think about Christian films, they say, oh, okay, this is a dry film, bad acting, you know, a really churchy type film. My wife and I watched Flywheel. Flywheel is about a car salesman who buys this really antique car, and there's something wrong with the car, and it's the flywheel. And if anybody knows cars, flywheel is that device inside the engine that really makes the car crank. And parallel with the car, his life and his heart, it won't crank. He has problems in his marriage and different things like that, and kind of unfolds, and he just kind of gives his life back to Christ, and in that, his business. And then the second movie is called Facing the Giants. A lot of people may be familiar with that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that was one of my favorites until Fireproof came out.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm riding in the car. We're coming from South Carolina. I got Brock Kelly back here in the car with me, the guy who did the death brawl in the movie. So he's excited. He says hi to everybody. Yeah, so we were, so the movie came, so the church came up with another movie. We say, yes, God has blessed it. You know, he's really has put his hand on this church and to make movies and to reach the culture through movies. So they decided to embark upon another venture, which was Facing the Giants, and bathed completely in prayer. They asked God and said, God, give us another story plot. And it was about a football coach. And the football coach, and I'm sure you know about this, Cindy, already, the football coach was having some issues in his own home and at school. And when he turned his life over to Christ, and you could see his whole life turn around. Now, after facing the Giants, we said, wow, you know, God has moved in a fantastic way. And that's where I actually came to Sherwood. My wife and I were living in California. And, Cindy, what we did is we filled out, both of us filled out a 5x8 card with, like, four things on it. The first thing was children. My wife and I had been married for 10 years, and we couldn't have children. And we had went to many, many fertility doctors and said, well, if she gets a surgery and he gets a surgery, then you'll at least have 50%. And we were like, well, you know, that's not true. We'll just put it on our prayer card and see what God says about it. We went to, and then the second thing on our prayer list was finding a church. The third thing was finances, and the fourth thing was our family. We had some family members that were sick. Well, we both started praying really fervently about, you know, these things. And as we started to leave California, God started bringing these things to fruition. And the second thing was the church. We prayed about, God, you know, where do we need to go to a church? And he sent us to Sherwood. When we got to Sherwood, Cindy, the movie Facing the Giants had just come out on DVD, and we were like, and we were sitting in church one day, and I said, hey, what's the connection with the church in this movie? I just keep hearing about it, and people are up in arms about it, and they say, well, the church makes the movies. I said, wow, that's pretty cool, you know.
And
I said, wow, that's pretty cool. So one of our church members gave us the DVD. Now, listen to this, Cindy. Like I told you, my wife and I couldn't get pregnant. That was the last thing on our prayer card.
Wow,
and,
movie.
Yeah, we watched Facing the Giants, and I don't know if you remember or not, but there's a scene in there that the wife says, you know, if we can have children, I'll praise God. If we can't, I'll praise him anyway.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Yeah,
I cried.
Yeah, I know. We saw that piece, and 2 weeks later, my wife got pregnant.
Oh.
And yes, she got pregnant, and she's pregnant again. So we're just thanking God for that movie and the ministry that sure would bring.
Oh, yeah. You know, that movie, I literally, at the end of that one, I sat with my hands raised up to the Lord in the middle of the movie house, worshiping him.
Yes.
I was thinking, how can anybody move right now? Because, you know, I went through 7 losses that we know of after my daughter, who's now 18, and man, that ministered so much to me. And
awesome.
I learned to praise God even when my dream wasn't quite the way I thought it should be. And I'm now looking forward to when my kids actually have children. Oh, I love that movie. And so now they've done Fireproof, which to me takes everything to a totally different level. It, you know, I'm real picky when about what I would say is my favorite book or my favorite movie, for sure. Very few movies are really what I would call my favorite movie, but this is truly my most favorite ever. And I think it's because of the heartbeat on marriage, and that's what it's about, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know Alex and Stephen, who are the producers, and Jim McBride, who's the executive pastor and our pastor, really prayed about, God, give us a message that we can give to a generation that's hurting. Give us a message that will resonate, you know, between people that are having problems in our culture. And they gave them this movie, Fireproof. And Fireproof basically goes in and it talks about, just like you said, Cindy, not only about marriage, but it talks about relationships. Single people can get into this. Young people can get into this. As a matter of fact, we showed the movie at a youth detention center with about 60 boys, young teenagers, and they all stood up and applauded at the end. This was a fantastic movie that speaks to everybody.
Oh, I agree. You know, we've been married now. This year will be our 23rd anniversary, but now we've been in a relationship for 25 years, which I think is so much fun.
Yes,
I remember praying for that. And yet, you know, really and truly, I sat there going, wow, how
right.
amazing. Now, and one of, again, I said I was picky about my favorite books, but The Love Dare is mm-hmm. my most favorite marriage book ever.
Yes.
And that's big because I write. I'm a writer. And so I love it because, I mean, it's basically 40 days of assignments basically living out 1 Corinthians 13.
Right,
I love it.
Right. Yes, yes. Now, that's the one. That's one of the amazing things about the movie Fireproof and the book The Love Dare. Cindy, when people get married, people want it to be forever. Nobody gets to call it off 5 years, you know, after they get started, or go to their 12th year or 13th year and say, nah, this just isn't uh-uh. for me. People get married because they want to be with someone, and that's the way God designed it. So Fireproof, when the movie Fireproof came out, we heard so many people saying, man, that is my life, you know, unfolded on the screen. I want to recommit myself, you know, to my marriage and to my wife or to my husband or to the relationship that I'm in so it can honor God. That is the whole, you know, truth behind Fireproof is to minister to people and let them know, hey, God cares about you. He cares about your marriage. He honors your marriage, and he wants you to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, what have you been doing since you filmed the movie?
Oh, wow. Well, listen, I'm going to back up just a little bit. I'm in the Marine Corps, and I've been in the Marine Corps for 18 years. And
I love the military.
Yeah.
I have an Army son. We won't go Army Marine, okay? Because I love our military guys. You don't know how much I appreciate you. You really can never know.
Oh, well, God bless you. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without people that love us and support us in the background. So we thank you, Cindy, and thank the listeners out there for supporting the military.
Mm-hmm. You see me riding down the road, and you say, she's a military mom, because you should see my Tahoe. It is, my son knows, until he joined the military, I never had a bumper sticker on my car, ever. And with my Tahoe, it's loaded down. Army mom, I'm a military mom, I'm praying for our military, you know, and I know it
awesome.
Looks totally gaudy, but it you guys deserve for that support to be very obvious. I want everybody to know that I love our guys and gals in uniform. You guys are just amazing, and I so appreciate your sacrifices.
Oh.
And so, whew, see, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. During my time here, I just got back from a tour in Kuwait. I was there for 6 months, and during that time, I'm going to tell you a short testimony. We had just shot the movie. The movie ended in December. And in March, I left to go to Kuwait. So it was kind of a quick turnaround for me to kind of get things together and leave. Well, I left, you know, for 6 months. And while I was over in Kuwait, I saw God really start, you know, changing me and really dealing with me with regards to marriage and how I treat my own wife and how I love and support her. And in that, God started surrounding me with a lot of people that had marital issues. And in the military, you know, because you're in such a stressful environment and,
yeah.
you know, you're working long hours and different things like that, sometimes your marriage can seem to go on a back burner and you don't pay as much attention to it. And sometimes when you have problems, if you leave, you know, they're just magnified when you go somewhere else. So God started putting young men and young women around me that had problems in their marriages. And we all got together and we said, look, we can do better in our marriages. We can communicate better.
Uh-huh.
So we started going through some studies while we were there. Hey, we're going to commit ourselves to be great husbands, great wives. And it was just a blessing for all of us. You know, Sherwood was sending me, you know, material out to the field, and it was just amazing. Yeah, and
that's so awesome.
Yeah. And I got back, Cindy, the 22nd of September, and the movie released in theaters on the 26th. So it was fantastic to see God work that all out.
Oh, so you got the blessing of getting to go and see it with your sweetheart then.
Yes,
or she, and
yes.
she got the blessing of you being there.
Yes.
How neat.
Yes, and it was good for us to see, not just because I was in the movie, but a recommitment to our marriage. And, you know, when you first get back and you see each other and you got flowers in your eyes and you're hearing the birds chirping. But we need to make sure we focused on the basics, make sure we had the basics like communication back down and coming out of an environment, you know, where I worked 18 hours a day, I need to make sure I focus back on my family and mm-hmm. back on the love that I need to give my wife. So it was great for us to see.
Oh, you know what? I think that that is a big need. You know, today, this afternoon, we are also I'm sponsoring the Ultimate Women's Expo. It's a completely online ladies conference. And and so this afternoon, my topic is going to be Secrets to Successful Marriage. And, you know, one of my points in it is about the priority of marriage.
Yes.
And,
yes.
you know, it is so tough for couples when mom has little bitty kids and they
yes.
are so demanding. They don't really get the total big picture of life. You know, like my kids
yes.
now at 20, you know, 21, 22, 18, you know,
yes.
they, I now see how vital it was for my marriage to be priority through the years because
yes.
I didn't realize all those years I was teaching them lessons on that they were going to need forever. You know, they,
yes.
there may be there's a small part of your life where your children are at home, and, of course, not you don't ever stop being a parent. You're always a parent.
Absolutely.
But the greatest lesson you'll ever teach them, and we had homeschooled our kids through the years, the greatest lesson I think we ever taught them was how to get back to God's design for the marriage.
Absolutely.
And it affects everything. So, you know, to me, hearing a guy say, okay, you know, you have to get back to that priority of the marriage from working 18 hours a day to giving it the focus it needs. How do you do that?
Well, Cindy, the first thing I did, I said, God, I know you have a plan. You know, for everything that you create, you have a plan. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. Now, my responsibility wasn't to focus on my wife's faults and the things she wasn't doing. I need to focus on Ken and see what he wasn't doing. So as I began to explore God's word, and it just kept hitting me, sacrifice, there's got to be sacrifice. And and when I started looking at everything in perspective, I started looking at, you know, things with more wisdom. I looked at my day, Cindy. When I look at my day, I say, okay, I get up in the morning, 4 o'clock, I sit down, I read my word, and I pray, and I get up and I go to work from 7 till 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, however late. I come home, I play with my daughter for 2 hours, and by that time it's, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, mm-hmm. put my daughter to bed, and my wife and I have 15 minutes. And you cannot have a good relationship with 15 minutes a day. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way. So I had to reprioritize and make some hard decisions and say, okay, when I come home, you know, my daughter is as cute as a button, but I need to focus on my wife first. I need to look at her and tell her I love her and tell her that, hey, I thank you for doing my laundry or cooking dinner. I really appreciate it. And then after my wife gets her time, my daughter gets her time. And, Cindy, what I learned in that is my daughter, she's 15 months old. When I look at my wife and I hug my wife and I kiss her and tell her I love her, my daughter smiles, which
mm-hmm.
means there is an effect that that has on her. She's learning something. And just like you said, children learn by looking, you know, at
mm-hmm.
what's going on around them. So as I love my wife, you know, my daughter will learn how to love her husband when she grows up to be a young woman.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the greatest gift you could ever give her is that security of daddy hugging mom and loving
right.
mom.
There's
something beautiful. You know, my greatest memories growing up as a kid were my mom and dad making that time to hug and kiss and even,
right.
you know, be a little what I call frisky in the kitchen.
Right.
And everything. But you know what? Those are some of my sweetest childhood memories. And,
right.
you know, it's kind of funny because I was talking with my son. He's, you know, in the military, and we have these amazing conversations now when he calls home to mom. And
right.
He was talking about the lack of priority for family in a lot of girls and guys his age.
Right, right.
And it's
absolutely.
Not so much, you know, the military's very, I'm shocked how family friendly the military is. And
right.
they are very supportive of family, which blesses me to see that. Because
yes.
it's good to see the guys support each other having family and that priority for family. And I've never seen anything quite like having a son in the military where they have
yes.
really encouraged our boys to be respectful and honoring and have a priority for family, which is what our priority was through the years.
Absolutely.
And so, but, you know, I look and I don't think they just get that. If all they see is daddy you know, working all these long hours, which are nice. I mean, we do appreciate, you know, men want to feel, they need to feel they feel such a pressure to provide. They need to be a success at providing, yes.
Right.
But the greatest success for a guy, just like the greatest success for a mom. I mean, it's nice what we do in our homes. It's nice that I homeschooled my kids. It's nice that I've had my home business. But none of those are as great as building my home.
Right.
And so, you know, what you're saying is right on. You know, that is, you know, that's a God thing where God has said, hey, she's got to be the number one thing. And so, wow, what a great lesson.
Yes. And I've learned so much behind that. And I'm just trying to live that out of my life every day, Cindy. And it just relates all back to Fireproof, you know, with Caleb. You know, he's a hero in everybody's eyes, but in his own home, he's a miserable failure. He's out saving lives and helping people and pulling kids from burning buildings and different things like that. But, you know, with his own wife, he can't even communicate and he can't even talk to her. So that's how Fireproof, you know, relates to us and to our marriages. It helps us, you know, to see how we can be better husbands-wise.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Better husbands and wives.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I forgot you. Huh?
I think you're breaking up just a little bit. Yeah, we're on the highway, so I think we're breaking up just a little.
I love technology. This is fun.
Yeah, you got to love it.
I love it. Okay, let me ask you another question. What was it like? I mean, I'm imagining myself how I would feel if I were you. What was it like to see yourself on that big screen? I mean, I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, I would be thinking, oh, is that hair out of place? But is that what was going through your head?
You're not. Cindy, you know, we're probably the most critical of ourselves in everything that we do, especially you're on a big screen and you're seen by over 5 million people. You're kind of critical. But the one thing that I have to keep in perspective that I always remember is that it's God doing the work through me. And although that's Ken Bevel there, it's God doing the work through me. He's speaking to people through me. And if I can always keep that in perspective, I'll know, you know, I won't criticize myself too much because I know it's God speaking through me. So that is the most awesome thing that I just have to keep in mind when I see myself up there.
Well, now let me ask you something. What was your favorite scene in the movie and why?
My favorite scene in the movie, let's see here. It would have to be the cross scene with Caleb and his dad. That is probably the most amazing thing. Here you have a father and a son, you know, coming together, talking about their need for God. Well, the father talking about his need for God and conveying that to the son. And that's just an awesome picture of how God speaks to us. You know, a father coming to his son saying, or his daughter saying, hey, I need you, you know, or you coming to them saying, I need you. And giving guidance and then hugging at the bottom of the cross. You know, it's just an awesome picture of God's love for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. See, I have so many favorite scenes for that movie. It's just so amazing. You know, I loved your character, how authentic and real, and how, I mean, you know, here you've got a guy who obviously has got a very hard heart, you know, against God. I mean, he's just really shut down, walled God out, and yet he knew to run to your character. And, you know, I was thinking about that because my son is, you know, again, he's in the military, and he and I were talking the other day about living an authentic life, a contagious life, being a real authentic Christian that really makes people want what you got. And and your character, to me, portrayed what we need to be like as a Christian.
Right.
What did you enjoy the most about your character, and what does your character teach you?
Right. Michael in the movie is just, you know, the epitome of a Christian man. And as you can remember in the movie, you know, he's had some issues. He's had a divorce in the past, but God has healed him. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to convey to Caleb and say, hey, look, you don't want this. You know, I've got a big scar from this thing, and this is what you don't want. And just like you said, Michael, just like you say, Cindy, Michael wants to convey that to Caleb in a way that it's not offensive to him, that it doesn't drive him far away, but that he desires, he said, yeah, what Michael has, I want. You know, what he has, I want that. I want that for my marriage. Michael is married to a girl named Tina, who he met after his divorce from his first wife. And he begged God, hey, God, please forgive me for what I did with my first wife and help me to renew my relationship with Tina. And it's just, Michael's character and, to Caleb is just an awesome testimony of how we can be Christ in our workplace. The only church people will ever go to or see is the church in you or the Christ in you. So
right.
we have to be witnesses on our jobs, in the store, wherever we go, so that people can see Christ in us and say, hey, I want that. I want that for my life. I want that for my marriage. And they'll seek Christ for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, to me, he was such a real friend to
yeah.
Caleb. You
yeah.
know, sometimes we think friends are those that tell us what we want to hear. And
right.
yet he wasn't like that. That, to me, is something that, to me, I feel like that's a lesson that I want to really soak in for myself is how
right.
to be that kind of a friend. When you've got a friend that's
right.
in a mess, they need you to be there and to really share truth with them. And
right.
so how do we get there?
Well, Cindy, and I think it goes back to Proverbs 1. It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. And in that law he shall meditate both day and night, you know, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in due season. And that's how we have to be. We have to get away from that counsel that doesn't fit right for us. Get away from that girlfriend or that boyfriend that says, hey, you know, you don't need to go to church, or oh, you need to pay them back for the evil that they did to you. We have to get away from that and look at the law of God. What does the law of God say? You know, yeah, it may hurt a little bit, but I'm telling you, God has a great end for us, and he's not going to give us anything. You know, the Bible says in Matthew, what father, you know, if you ask him for bread, he would give his son a stone, you know. So if we ask God, say, God, please help me to forgive. God, please help me to get over this issue. Or God, please help me to do a certain thing. God will give you the strength to do those things, and he will give you wise counsel in the midst of all that. So that,
mm-hmm.
I think that's how we get there, Cindy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now, I'm sure you've been hearing the stories coming in from people seeing the movie and how their lives have been changed. What is your favorite story that you've heard?
Oh, wow. Cindy, we've been on the road this weekend, and I'm in the van with Stephen Kendrick, and Stephen has been telling this story that I've heard, and it's just a phenomenal story. And it goes something like this. There was a girl in a fourth grade class. Well, she went to her first fourth grade class, and they were having a story day. What is the thing that impacted you the most? And the little girl came in, and just as she was about to get up to give her story on what has impacted her the most, another little girl got up. Well, the little girl got up, and she started reading. She says, my mommy and my daddy have been abusing, you know, each other. My daddy hits my mommy. I don't like this. And my mommy and daddy are getting a divorce. My daddy went and watched the Fire movie, and he came back, and now my mommy and daddy are back together. Thank God for the, thank you for the Fire movie. All the children in the class were crying at that point, and the teacher was like, wow, you know, and it's just a testimony how this movie is not only impacting, you know, adults, but it's impacting children, and if we can just, you know, look at this and get on board with what God is doing with marriages, we'll not only see marriages impacted, but children as well, because, you know, I think that's a second-order effect, you know, for marriages. And I think that story just impacted me the most out of all the stories that I've heard so far.
Well, you know, I have to say a big amen, because, you know, the greatest gift, again, we give our children is a beautiful forever marriage. And
yes.
wow.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if we were to really get in the hearts of these little ones, you know,
yes.
I remember asking my children years ago, we were talking, and I asked them what their biggest fear was.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we have a godly marriage. We have
yes.
really set a priority for our marriage. We've really, you know, really built our home.
Yes.
But my
yes.
daughter, she said, it would have to be that my mommy and daddy would get a divorce.
Uh-huh.
And I said,
right.
we can fix that.
Right,
you know,
right,
but
right.
anyway, it hit me really in a different place, because I
yes.
thought, well, if that's her fear, and we
yes.
have a home that's not we've said divorce is not an option.
Right.
If that's it, then what are these children really living in and dealing with? And so, wow, what
right.
an answer to prayer.
Right.
Wow,
right,
wow.
Right. That's just an amazing, amazing thing, Cindy. I think when adults, when we have problems, you know, sometimes we neglect to sit down and kind of talk through them and look at the effects that it's going to have on our family. And not just because, you know, something doesn't feel right. You know, and I know there are a lot of couples out there that feels like, you know, that feel like, hey, my marriage isn't going anywhere and I'm not happy, you know, or things just aren't going right, or he doesn't love me or she doesn't love me anymore. Man, God calls us to each other to be one, you know, and there's going to be some times in our marriages where things just don't work out or, you know, we have differences. But through communication and prayer, you know, we can work those things out. You know, it's not a big issue with God. God, you know, Abraham laughed when God, you know, told him Sarah was going to have a child. And he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything? So if you just commit your marriage to the Lord and put it in his hands, he'll give you everything that you need to have a successful marriage and a wonderful family.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Well, and you know what? I was about to ask you what your secrets for building a passionate forever marriage would be, but that's a big secret right there.
Right. And I think it's, for me personally, Cindy, it's a sacrifice. You know, I love to work. I love to get out there. I love to do things with my hands. I love to stay outside of the house. You know, I like to just a nature person. And my wife isn't like that. My wife is a person who likes to sit at home. She likes to read. She likes to be a family where we sit on the couch and watch TV or something. And I had to realize that there has to be a sacrifice, you know. And I'm not just saying on her part, but on my part, there has to be a time where I cut out time and say, literally, hey, I need to sit down with my wife because this is what she enjoys. And there has to be a sacrifice from the things that I enjoy doing. So I figured out that is the key for me. For a successful marriage, there's got to be sacrifice on my part, you know, and open communication.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I have to say a big amen to that. Oh, that is so good. That is so good. Well, now let me ask you, since the movie was filmed, how have you seen God's hand and work in your life?
Wow. In my life, you know, nothing much has changed, Cindy. The movie has grossed $33.3 million so far.
Wow, and today's the big day.
yes. And the cool thing about it, or the blessing in it, is that, you know, it was $500,000. The movie was made off of $500,000. And when people see me, they automatically think, millionaire, you know, this guy made, you know, was in a movie that made $33 million. But we were all, everybody in the movie is a volunteer. And the only professional actors are Kirk Cameron and Aaron Bethay. And all of us were like the pickup team. We just kind of came on and just believed God that he'll give us what we needed. And it has impacted me in an awesome way because I was able to kind of work with the firefighters while we were doing the movie. And we were able to witness to them. We were able to see just all of God's, all of God's people come together for one common goal, which is ministry. It wasn't to make money or to become famous or to be, you know, this big actor on the big screen. It was just to do ministry. What we're doing in Fireproof is no different from what the people cleaning the bathrooms are doing or no different from what the Sunday school teachers are doing. We're just all doing this so God can be glorified in all of this.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, now, what are your plans from here on out?
What are my plans, Cindy? Well, my plans on my job side, I have 18 years, and I have 2 years left in the military. So my wife are going to get out. My wife and I are going to get out, and we're going to stay in Albany. We're still praying about, you know, jobs and different things like that. As for acting, I'm not going to quit my day job. I'm going to keep that for a while and just see where God leads. Everything was fantastic on the scene, but I just have to continue to say, Cindy, it was just God that gave me everything that I needed for that particular script. And,
I love it.
Yeah, if another movie came up, you know, I would be in prayer, you know, about it. And but if I didn't act, I'll be okay with it. If I was serving tea, I'll be okay with it, you know, because I know and understand that God has a season for everything. So, you know, I'm just staying prayerful.
Oh, I love it. Well, now today is the big day that the DVD is in stores. It's in Walmart. It's all over. You got to be excited.
yes, absolutely. The DVD will come out today. It's being released in three places, the Christian bookstores, Walmart, and it's also online at Amazon.com. Now, I have to tell people there's two releases that are going to be out there, Walmart, and then there are the Walmart and Amazon, and then the Christian bookstores. The copy that you get at the Christian bookstores has a special presentation in there, so you have to get out there and take a look at those as well. Support your local Christian bookstores. The DVD is awesome. Not only does it have, like, clips and bloopers for the movie, it also has a section in there for a Bible study. So get out and get those DVDs. If you've seen the movie, get it for a friend, you know, just bless somebody with it. Say, hey, I see you've been having a hard time, or, you know, or you have a great marriage, a good marriage, and you want to know how to make it great, take a look at this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
And now, our church actually, Sunday night, showed the movie, and they're entering into a special promotion in our church that that many of the churches are doing, and it's like 40 days in through the love there, and then a recommitment to marriage. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works, if people want to participate?
Absolutely. A lot of people are doing that all over the country. People and their churches are going through a 40-day session with the love there, and they say, hey, let's recommit ourselves to marriage. Let's go through this 40-day love there together and see how God changes our marriages. And people all over the country are doing it, and we're just receiving thousands and thousands of emails on the website of how it's affecting marriages, and people are giving their marriages back to Christ, and it's just amazing. So, if you belong to a church and your church wants to participate in this, you can go on to fireproofyourmarriage.com, and you can read more about how you and your church, or you and your husband, or you and your group can go through this 40-day journey through the love there together.
Mhm. Oh, I think it'd be fabulous to go through it with friends.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Well, my final question is, how do you hope the DVD is going to impact marriages? I mean, because, you know, I believe it's going to have a mighty, mighty, mighty impact on marriages in a time where we really need for God to just get a hold of marriages.
Yes. And sending my prayer and the prayer of the people here in ministry is that God will take this DVD to save people and let them know, hey, you can have a better marriage, and to take it to unsaved and say, hey, this is a way that you can get your marriage back on track, is by giving it to the Lord. We just pray that this movie is able to just impact people all across, not only in our country, but all across the world, and tell them and show them that God honors marriage. And that if we could just give it to him and allow him to give us the wisdom, the right discernment to make the decisions in our marriage can be fruitful, we can be happy, and we can love each other to our day's end.
Oh, yes. Well, do you have any final words you want to leave us with?
Yes. My final words are, marriage is worth fighting for. If you're out there and you're struggling in your marriage and you're kind of looking at your husband and wife and you're saying, hey, they just don't get it, you know, I'm going to do something else, don't give up. Keep your hand in God's hand. Submit yourself in prayer, and God will answer prayer. That's the one thing about prayer. When you see people praying in the Bible, Cindy, there's a persistent prayer. Persistently, people get on their knees and say, hey, God, you have to answer this request. You got to answer this request, and he always does. So don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up.
Oh, amen. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, don't forget, you can learn more about Fireproof at fireprooftheMovie.com. Go there today. There's lots of great things right there on the website. You can get to know the characters better. And also, we've got a past show where Stephen Kendrick joined me back when the movie was first launched. And he was right here on Mom to Mom Radio Show. Look in our archives and dig that one out. It was a fabulous interview, too. And today, I just want to thank you for a great interview. I feel like I have come apart from this, we haven't just talked the movie. We've talked truth that can set families free. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for having me, and I'll continue to pray for you and the radio station, and that God will just continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. Well, God
Thank
bless you.
You
guys. Tell everybody hi from me.
Okay, I will. Okay,
okay.
Cindy. All right.
All right, bye-bye. Well, you guys, thank you for joining Mom to Mom Radio Show to get today. If you're if you haven't seen us online, check us out at MomToMomRadioShow.com. We are also at Blog Talk Radio, and you guys can check out our show there and listen to our archives on demand. Oh, you guys, thanks for coming today to this show, and I just want to one more time recommend that you guys check out FireproofTheMovie.com, and why don't you run to the store and grab yourself a copy of the movie. It's now on DVD today. And so grab yourself a copy of the movie and plan a movie date with your sweetheart, well, and your children. Tonight is our movie night with my family. And so guess what we'll be watching? Yes, Fireproof. Well, you guys have a great day, and I'll see you next show. Bye-bye. The music provided tonight comes from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out today at music.podshow.com. The music you heard on this show comes from Highest Praise Productions, which produces and publishes modern worship, praise, and instrumental music from various artists and writers. Because their publishing company owns the rights to their music, they are able to release PodSafe music for increased exposure to the masses. Check out more of their music at www.highestpraise.com. And don't forget, while you're online, to check out our website, cindyrushton.com and momtomomradioshow.com. See you there.